Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said terrorism in any form or its manifestation cannot be justified or condoned. He said the international community must isolate and expose those countries that harbour terrorists, provide safe havens and condone terrorism. In his remarks at the ongoing Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Summit in Astana, Kazakhstan, the Prime Minister said cross-border terrorism requires a decisive response and terrorism financing and recruitment must be resolutely countered. He stressed to take proactive steps to prevent the spread of radicalization among youth. Mr. Modi's remarks were delivered by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who was present at the summit. The Prime Minister said the meeting is taking place in the backdrop of the pandemic impact, ongoing conflicts, rising tensions, trust deficits and increasing number of hotspots around the world. The SCO gathering is aimed at finding common ground to mitigate the consequences of these developments. Highlighting the issue of climate change, Mr. Modi said, work has been done towards achieving committed reduction in emissions. Mr. Modi also congratulated President Alexander Lukashenko and welcomed Belarus as a new member of the organization. The Executive President of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM, Hemant Soren, today took oath as the new Chief Minister of Jharkhand. The Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Soren at a simple function organized at Raj Bhavan. He took oath as the Chief Minister of the state for the third time, days after being released on bail by the High Court in an alleged money laundering case. Earlier, Soren's stake claim before the Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan yesterday, following Champai Soren's resignation, who took oath as Jharkhand's 12th Chief Minister after Hemant Soren's arrest by the Enforcement Directorate on the 31st of January. Even in Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that the world will witness first Indian in space, another Indian in deep sea by 2025. He said that four astronauts have been selected for India's first human space mission, Gaganyaan. Speaking on India's progress in space and marine sector in an interview with a TV channel, Dr. Singh said that India's deep sea mission will send three Indians to deep sea in 2025. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy and Deputy Chief Minister M. Bhatti Vikramarka today call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Delhi and discuss various issues related to the state. This is the first meeting of the Chief Minister after Modi assumed the office for the third term. The key pending issues relating to the state were discussed during the meeting. An official release stated that the Chief Minister urged the Prime Minister to allocate coal mines in the limits of Singareni Coal Collieries Limited to the public sector company only. He also urged the centre to restore the IT investments region in the state. He also urged the centre to fulfil the assurances given in the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Act 2014. In Assam, flood situation remains critical with over 16 lakh people reeling under the deluge across 29 districts. Eight more persons lost their lives, taking the total number of flood-related deaths in the state this year to 46. Three persons are reported to be missing. A total of 2,800 villages affected and over 39,400 hectares of crop area has been damaged. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma reviewed the flood situation with all the district commissioners through video conferencing and directed them to expedite rescue and relief operations. Arunachal Pradesh is also grappling with floods following incessant rains since 29 June. The Indian Army has been actively involved in extensive flood relief operations in the villages of Shivaguri at Dhemaji district in Assam and Mer in East Siang district in Arunachal Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the T20 World Cup winning Indian men's cricket team at his residence in New Delhi this morning. Indian cricket captain Rohit Sharma, coach Rahul Dravid, along with players including Virat Kohli, Hardik Pandya, Surya Kumar Yadav and Jasprit Bumrah were present in the meeting. The Prime Minister interacted with the players where they shared the experiences. The Indian squad has since arrived in Mumbai where the BCCI and the Mumbai Cricket Association has planned a grand celebration for the champions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.